The BMA represents not just junior doctors. You don't just represent junior doctors. You represent all doctors, consultants in hospitals as well. GPs, for example. When this was voted on by the BMA, can you tell us whether there was unanimous support for this strike action?
Sorry. So
the, was there unanimous support for this strike action on the BMA Council?
Oh, I see what you mean. The Council has decided, after a long and exhaustive debate, to support this strike action.
Was there unanimous support?
And today the Council is united behind junior doctors in their struggle in this.
Was there unanimous support, Dr. Porter?
As I believe, will be the profession.
Dr. Porter, for the third time, was there unanimous support on the BMA Council for this strike?
And I will not engage with you in talking about the long and difficult debates that we had inside Council over what the best thing to do was. The point is
decision... Well, I'm told that the decision was only taken by 16 votes to 14,
and the consultants'
representatives voted against it, and GP representatives voted against it. Is that true?
The point is the decision that we took at the end of it. What is untrue in what you've just said is that there was block voting between the different branches of practice in medicine. That is simply false. Whoever told you that was lying.
Tuddies, you're not disputing that it was a 16 to 14 vote in what you describe as a long, exhaustive and difficult process.
I said we had a long, exhaustive and difficult debate because this is a key debate about the future of medical staffing in the NHS.
Okay.
You would expect us to take a long time deciding what the best thing to do is
when the only
alternative that junior doctors have been left with is protracted strike action.
What do you say?